the stable door opened just a little. It was dark inside and so quiet. Just the creak of the hinge that had waited so long to be needed until tonight. The journey had been long, very, very long. The journey began in the beginning. It began when God spoke and his word created the heavens and the earth. And at his word, there was light. On that same day, at that same very beginning, there was a word that was God, that was with God, that was creating with God everything that was created. The life that was the word was also light. A light that would outshine the created light of day, the brightness of which was beyond comprehension. It shines bright in the darkest places, and there's absolutely no darkness that could stand a chance in the presence of this light. On that same day, there was a plan made in heaven, a plan to bring the light of God's love to a dark world that had lost its way, that had gone its own way and caused wars and selfishness to be the norm, a world that had taken itself a million miles away from the love of its creator. The journey to the stable door passed many signposts to the destination, many too well hidden to be helpful until viewed from the stable door. A virgin will conceive and bear a son called Emmanuel, God with us. A child born, a son given, the weight of government upon his shoulders. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And you, Bethlehem, thought to be small and insignificant, you will produce the Saviour for Israel. And words of comfort to Jerusalem. Tell her her warfare will cease. And her sin will be pardoned. The plan made that day involved a journey through centuries, through galaxies. God had never left his creation, but he planned to visit, to take up residence, the creator becoming created, a human and just like us. So that he could show us God's love and clean up our mess and bring us close to himself. An intimacy he'd always intended, but hadn't ever been known since Adam and Eve disobeyed. As it turns out, this was not to be the grand entry befitting the Word who was heaven's prince, the one who calls God Father, arriving with fanfare of trumpets. No attention-grabbing drum roll or announcements on the street by a town crier. True, an angel had scared a village lass, a few shepherds minding their own business, and wrecked the reputation of a respectable carpenter. But nothing to hit any headlines that night in crowded Bethlehem. The creak of the hinge, the push of the door, revealed a few animals and the mess they'd created. And you could just make out a couple, tired and weary, wrapping up the baby that had broken the silence with a cry. And that was it. The long journey, the centuries of waiting, was for a baby. A baby arriving into the world like every other baby. Tiny, crying, vulnerable, in need of love, warmth and milk. And with so much potential. This baby would tell stories, attract crowds, welcome children, feed thousands, heal lepers, stop storms, bring to life a dead child, party with the despised, upset the religious, and be nailed to a cross without a word of complaint. He died young, having lived our life, but perfectly. With him on the cross were the mistakes, disobedience, mess and selfishness of all humanity, past, present and future. The very things that prevented us from getting close to God, now distancing him from his own Father. But he nailed it. That was the plan created in the beginning. God and his Son agreed it because of their love and our need. The baby didn't count equality with God something to tightly grasp, but he humbled himself to the worst death invented so that God's forgiveness, God's love, could restore us humans to the intended closeness of God's presence and the status of family. A total mystery, but the wow of history. It was finally done, but not final. The body in the tomb was not the end of the plan. Just as birth and death are the bookends of our life, the stable and the tomb marked a beginning, marked an end. But the stable wasn't the beginning, and neither was the tomb the end. The cross was endured for the joy beyond. The might of death's powerful grasp stood no chance against the might of the God of heaven and the obedience of the Son. Just as the dark silence of the stable disguised the earth-changing event of the incarnation, so the dark silence of the tomb concealed the first breath of the resurrection and the shattering of death's power. Not just for the obedient and humble Son, but for us all. The victorious and resurrected Son shares his victory with us, his eternal life in heaven ours, his closeness with the Father ours too. Totally undeserved and amazing grace, total love and mercy. And so unfair. The Son gets what we deserved, and we get life in all its fullness and forever. A beautiful exchange. So today, as we stand at the stable door and trace the journey here and the journey that began here, let us wonder at light in the darkness, God in a baby, love in a manger. Let us be grateful. Let us adore. Let's worship our Jesus and the God who made the pivot of human history the hinge of a stable door.